This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The show is What's On Your Mind. It is about what's on your mind. It's not just the name of the show, it's what the show is. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text in 701-226-8503. If you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, you can get up to 50% off anything, everything. On MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Not just those famous pillows, which are a must, but why stop there? MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, 88 cotton fibers, grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. 100% certified extra long staple, Giza 88 cotton, and finished with a satin weave. Oversized with a fully enclosed elastic hem and 18-inch extra deep pockets. Nothing like those fitted sheets that always fall right off, right? Oof, hate when that happens. Doesn't happen with this. A 4-inch hem of the flat sheet and the pillowcases, too. They're in 7 different colors. You can see it all and get up to 50% off the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. I'm Todd Mitchell. I do have a MyPillow. And a MyPetPillow. The pets fight over it. It's one sure sign that my pets have good taste. What can I say? You have good taste, and Scott Hennon has extremely good taste because when he's not here, he comes up with these phenomenal fill-in hosts. Because otherwise, you're stuck with me. Thank God we have John Trandum.
And when they don't show up, John Trandum fills in. I got to tell you, I'm happy to be here. It's a lot of fun. Interesting topics. We had a great conversation with Congressman Kramer this last hour. Lots of great questions, texts, phone calls, and emails. It was always a lot of fun, always enlightening. I usually learn a lot. It's just as fun to sit back here and listen as it is to talk, just to hear what's on the mind of someone who's inside the Beltway in Congress from Kevin Kramer. So thank you, Todd, for that. And with that, we move to our next guest. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, to talk a little bit about what's going on in western North Dakota. Commissioner, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Todd.
Morning. Hey, before we get started on important issues here, I've got a question of the day, Doug, and I'd like to ask you. We posted it on Facebook, and it's just blowing up with answers. The question is, what is the classic TV show that you must watch if it comes on? You can't turn away. You got to watch it. What is it for you?
I don't know. I rarely get a chance to watch TV anymore, so
gotta be something though.
For streaming TV. It's not like the old days where if a show was on at 7 o'clock, you had to be in front of the box at 7. I mean,
well, that's true. I tell you, there's a show I'd like to watch in the evenings. It's called Middle. I kind of like that. It's about a family, Midwestern family, that's going through their challenges and troubles just trying to raise kids, and boy, some days that kind of reflects our household. But
well, that's very interesting. That one hadn't come up yet, and I'm not familiar with it. I'll have to look it up. I got a lot of TV to watch after asking this question.
Other than that, I'd have to revert back to, you know, 20, 30 years ago, some of the shows that were on, and I'm sure if you flashed in front of me a bunch of pictures, I could tell you, oh, yeah, I remember that show. I liked it. MASH was always one that I enjoyed back when. When I was a little kid, Walt Disney World. My God, the world would come to a grinding halt if I could go in 6 p.m. Was it Saturday or Sunday night?
Sunday, Sunday night at 6. I remember that. You're right. I was there, too. You bet.
And I would just watch that. I'd be glued to the TV. And when it was over with, I was back to life as I know it, you know.
Well, speaking of life as we know it right now, there are some challenges in western North Dakota right now with the farmers and ranchers due to a significant drought situation. I said it earlier, and it's absolutely the truth. Unfortunately, so we on the east end of the state, certainly in Fargo, are not really attuned to what's going on out there. So if you'd like to start off and just give us a little background about what's happening and some of the positive things that are coming about to offer aid to those folks who are struggling.
Well, we've been monitoring and watching this situation for the last couple months, and it started out with making requests to Secretary Perdue, USDA, about getting some CRP open for hay and grazing just to provide a little relief. I don't believe really people can understand until you've been out here and have seen some of the pastures, some of the hayland. There's some people that after the tough winter we went through had to continue to feed cows all the way into June because they did not have pasture to put cows into. And primarily what makes this drought different from previous droughts, we absolutely had no rain when we broke dormancy this spring for grass. And when you don't have that, you don't set any vegetative growth stages. So grass went dormant last fall at 2 and 3 inches. Spring came, summer came, and it was still 2 or 3 inches, and you just can't graze an animal and you can't cut forage off from that. And that has been a pretty telling story across the entire region. In fact, as of this morning, the new drought monitor reverted back. The entire state is now in some type of drought classification. We're D1 or greater, and 44%, 45% of the counties in North Dakota or of the state is actually exceptional or severe. And we have 88% of the state that is in a classification of very moderate to severe or exceptional. So significant drought out there. I know in some cases guys do have some forage in eastern and northeastern and a little bit of northern North Dakota. So it's the livestock producers that are primarily hurt there because they have to find forage to make it through the summer, to make it through the winter, into next spring, and maybe hopefully live to fight another day. For our grain farmers, we've had significant losses in small grains. There's still hope. I mean, the people are still waiting for some rains to fall from the heaven to help them out with the row crops, whether it's corn, which has pretty much been set now in the state. Most of it is all tasseled, flowered. Soybeans and sunflowers still have a chance, so if we get some rain, it'll help them out. That's kind of what people are holding on to. I have been in eastern North Dakota, and I'll give you this visual. My mouth waters when I see those beautiful corn and bean fields, because I come back and look at mine and go, I don't even know if I can buy a piece of gum after harvesting this field, but it is what it is. We're trying to provide as much assistance, and a lot of that comes in education and information, reminding people that if you're a livestock producer and you're going to cut some small grains for hay, you should have it tested. And we remind them of some of our great partners in this, like NDSU, the extension agents can step up and at least work with these local producers, offer some options about supplements that they can provide, feed this winter, this fall, things that they can do and have to consider when putting up hay right now, get it tested for nitrates, what are some other options going forward. Also remind them about some of the programs that USDA offers. I know it isn't much, but it's things that they can look at for reimbursement of hauling water. Maybe it's a livestock forage program, which would offer a little bit of assistance to get some funds into their hands so that they can rent some more pasture, they can buy some hay. And on the other side of that, the state has tried to do our absolute best at stepping up. There's about $825,000 that was committed to an emergency water program. It's a 50% cost share up to $3,500 to help producers who need to put in a pipeline or a shallow water pipeline or even drill a well, something to help them with the water issues that they need to have when they have to care for livestock. So those are things that are happening there. The other thing that we have done is tried to put everything on North Dakota Response, ND Response. If you go to that website, it will funnel you to the different agencies in the state, letting you know about some of the different areas that you can tap into. And recently, we started the a hay lottery, and that's thanks to some great partners in this. Ag Community Relief out of Michigan is donating the hay. They're also donating the trucking. And I want to put a plug in for them. When people say, what can we do? Go on their website, and you can donate to them. You can also go on Facebook and find them, donate to them there. They'll use those funds to offset the cost of transporting that hay to North Dakota. The other great partner is NDSU is stepping up to provide staffing and space to take that hay, and then we'll have a hay lottery at the end of the month. And
we'll have to, I hate to cut you off, but we're going to continue this on the other side of the break. We're getting close to it. We've also got Ron in Bismarck on hold, so we'll make sure and get to him as well. But we'll be right back on What's On Your Mind after this with Ag Commissioner Doug Goring.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free, IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact and $100 million a year going right to the state coffers, too. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. 21 after the hour, so Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennen and John Trandum on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, welcome back to the program. With us today, Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, Doug Goring. And he was commenting before the break about the hay lottery and giving a shout out to some of the supporters and advocates who have been instrumental in getting this together. So I wanted to give him an opportunity to finish up on that before we go to Ron in Bismarck. So Doug, you back with us?
I sure am. You know, there's a lot of information here, a lot of moving parts. I'll just say this, that Ag Community Relief was so impressed with the lottery concept. They asked us if we could expand the program into the tri-state area because South Dakota and Montana are also experiencing severe drought. We've done that as being a good partner and friend. Those producers can actually go to our website. They can click on the icon for Hay Lottery. It'll pull up a little logo of their state. They can click on that. They can fill out the form. That information is sent to their state. The drop-off point for all the hay will be in Fargo at NDSU, and they just need to call us. We'll give them information so that they can contact NDSU about where and when they'll take deliveries. And then after we have the lottery this fall, actually probably the beginning of September, those people that are selected will have to make their own arrangements for transporting that hay to their farms, to their operations. And it looks like we're even going to be getting some more donations, so we'll probably have a second lottery in September, too. So thanks to Ag Community Relief, NDSU, we're moving forward trying to provide some more assistance, more help to these farmers and ranchers that are impacted.
And it's always great to see North Dakota leading the way. Ron in Bismarck has been holding for a while, so Ron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Question for Commissioner Goring?
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt the conversation on the hay thing, because that's pretty important. But Doug will remember my call a couple of months ago about the hemp market, and I also called Holman and Kramer's offices after that as well. So he can cover some of that before he goes today.
Yeah, oh, hemp. And thanks, Ron, for the call that you had sent to me. I know exactly who you are and the importance of the of how hemp can certainly be another viable commodity here in North Dakota. We have moved forward. We have 3,100 acres that are going to be planted this year in the pilot program, and it looks like it's probably going to be one of the few or maybe the only viable commodity that's going to generate some revenue this year for our farmers. But we have to be careful how we go forward and make sure we have a balanced approach to the marketing and the production side of it, and continue to foster and grow our industrial hemp program. Congress is actually, I believe they're debating a bill right now whether to take it off of the controlled substance list. And that means that in the future it would not have to come under the authority of the farm bill. It could just be planted. I just hope we don't destroy a market, that we can create more opportunities for the seed, for the hemp plant itself, for the fiber. And we're going to continue to work on that also to make sure that we have a thriving and growing market here in North Dakota and across the United States.
Excellent. Thanks, Doug.
You bet.
Ron, thank you for the call. In the final couple of minutes that we've got to work with here, what else do people need to know? And what is the light at the end of the tunnel if we're able to successfully employ this hay lottery for particularly for ranchers?
Well, I'll tell you this, John. It's not as though a semi-load of hay is going to help out your operation when you need probably 180 semi-loads. But so many ranchers have said that they really they appreciate the fact that someone recognizes what they're going through, had stepped up to even help them in this way. Psychologically, it's a big deal. and it's meaningful, and it's going to go a long ways in just giving people a little more hope, a little more faith. Rain would do a lot of good as we prepare to go into the fall. People are going to continue to harvest the crops they have, and our ranchers, our livestock producers are going to be out there trying to round up as much forage as they possibly can and consider their options. Are they going to be dry lotting for the next 6-7 months? Are they going to have enough feed? Are they going to have to find some place to take them? I'm also pleased to say that it's been great working with the governor on this issue and the congressional delegation. They've both put so much forward, and Secretary Perdue has been great to work with. The governor did do some executive orders that actually exempted and waived some permits, which allows for trucks and hay to be moved across the state much more easily without any more financial cost to these people that are already enduring a huge hardship. And so much appreciate that. We're going to continue on with more drought meetings in the next couple, 3 weeks, just to let people know what we're doing, what are options, what are programs that people can tap into, and what are some information that they can collect that may be relevant or useful to them.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you taking the time and spending this time with us today to give us a little bit more information on what's going on. It sounds like the ranchers and the farmers across the state are still absolutely in need of our prayers. There's been a little bit more precipitation lately than we've experienced over the larger body of the summer, but I got to say, I imagine that the dry ground is sucking it up pretty quick, and I don't know how much impact it's having, but we can hope it keeps on coming.
Absolutely. That prayers are needed. It just continues to develop more hope in a lot of people out here, and we very much need it on our farm, too.
Commissioner Doug Goring, thank you for being with us today on the program. We appreciate all the caller participation and your sharing that important message with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again and getting an update in the future.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Todd.
God bless you. That was North Dakota State Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring with us. You know, it's good to have a real-life farmer rancher in that position to be able to deal with some of the complexities of the drought issues, and it sounds like they're employing some very creative solutions to rectify them.
Amen.
I thought you'd have more to add there, Todd.
Once you've said it all, there's nothing left to say.
In any event, we'll be moving to break here. We'll have open phones until the top of the hour. Numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550 or toll-free, 800-228-0550.
This is not what's on Todd's mind. It's what's on your mind.
Well, we shouldn't know that, too. But give us a call. Whatever is on your mind is fine. And we'll talk a little bit more about that classic TV show that you must watch if it comes on. We'll be right back after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind, including but not limited to your favorite classic must-see classic TV show? Let us know. 1-800-228-0550-701-25805-50. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text me. 701-226-8503. Meanwhile, Jim the Flagpole Guy, IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. The American flag is a solemn symbol of the United States history. The 13 stripes representing the original colonies and the blue canton containing 50 stars, one for each state, are a reminder of the liberties our forefathers fought so valiantly to gain, and what we fight vigilantly to protect. According to the U.S. Flag Code, the American flag represents a living nation and is considered a living thing. Todd, I get to observe the living nation daily as I travel and install flagpoles. The American spirit is alive and well, despite all attempts to discredit it. Self-responsible, community-oriented, oftentimes turning-the-other-cheek Americans have believed in the metaphor, the melting pot. Diverse backgrounds joining in one cause towards life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It seems freedom always has a critic. Fair outcomes trump fair opportunity. As I turn off most media and travel around, I observe the heartbeat of America. Great Americans living responsible lives, working hard to care for their families and communities. Thank you to all who proudly display our symbol of freedom, and thank you for considering me as your flagpole installer. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, and I'd be proud to assist you in the display of our symbol of freedom. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. John Tran, I'm in for Scott Hennon on What's in Your Mind. Somebody texting, classic TV show. I forgot about this show, Wings, which wasn't that long ago,
I
guess.
I remember that one. That was the, was it Crystal Bernard was the lady, and then Josh something or other was the pilot. Josh Taylor.
Terrible with actors and actresses' names, but I remember the show, though, yeah.
I don't know that I ever watched
MASH, my freshman year of college, going to school in Menominee, Wisconsin, we got the TV stations from Eau Claire, La Crosse, and the Twin Cities, and MASH was on 8 times a day between the three, and I think we caught every single one.
I don't think you were alone with MASH.
And the final episode was on my birthday in 83 that freshman year. And wow. So we had like 25 of us watching on my 12-inch black and white TV, and that was probably the last time the ratio of people to TV inches was more than 2-1. Now the kids are installing flat panels in their dorm rooms, and you know, here I was with my little 12-inch black and white.
I bet they are.
Thing.
Well, we'll get into that classic TV after a bit here, but we've got a couple of callers on the line that want to talk more about the ag situation. We've got Mel in Jamestown first, and I want to make sure and give him an opportunity to say his piece. So welcome, Mel, to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, thank you. Just some questions here. Supposedly, rancher is not able to get hold of enough hay for feed. What happens to his herds? What does he have? What's he forced to do from a market perspective?
Well, and I don't have Commissioner Goring with us any longer, but I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know whether that requires a premature slaughter of animals that are not fully grown yet, or what the answer is. But I suspect if you stop feeding them, they're going to die.
Well, or you take them to market and sell them, maybe.
If there's a market for them, absolutely.
Well, the price for hamburger is $5 a pound. I dare say there's got to be a fairly healthy market. And maybe more supply in that market would tend to bring the price down for the consumer. That's just a thought on my part.
I appreciate the thought, and I appreciate the call, Mel. Thanks for calling in this morning. We've also got Doug holding from Stanley. Doug, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning, Doug?
I better stop my sprayer here quick.
Hey, you're working. That's good.
Yeah. No, I'd just like to thank the Ag Department, the Ag Commissioner, the Deputy Ag Commissioner, for all they've done, especially for the ranchers. I just farm, but they're in pretty tough situation here right now. And to that last caller, you know, that they do have to sell their herd. They can't let them starve. You know, they're going to have to sell their herd. And when you've built the herd up and probably paid twice as much as you can get out of a cow-calf pair, it's not very easy to do. So, but, and then also, I think we need to praise our governor's office, where our state's no longer on cruise control anymore. And I think since Doug Burgum's taken office, there's been a lot of things done that have been very positive as far as, you know, getting the DAPL thing taken care of. And he's been very proactive with this drought also. You know, he's traveling all over the state holding meetings. And he's a busy guy, so
yes.
I think we need to praise him and all the people that these both departments have working around them. I think they've surrounded themselves with great people too. So,
Doug, thank you for the calling and those words. I sure appreciate that and echo those sentiments. We've got Jeff holding on line three here, calling from Fargo. Jeff, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I came across an article in the Fargo Forum this weekend in regards to cloud seeding. I didn't have any idea that they were still following this program. But apparently there's $1 million budget for the counties out west that are participating. Just wondering if that's a state, a federal thing, you know, as far as the budget's concerned. And clearly it's not working. So why are we wasting the money when we could be putting that money towards something else as far as trucking hay or anything else?
Sure, Jeff, thank you for the call and thank you for the question. I got to say, I don't have the answer to it. We did have some people on previously in the program, not today, obviously, but about cloud seeding, and that's a good question to carry forward. So if you want to take a note there, Matt, maybe something for Scott to get after in the future. But thank you for all of the calls. We'll keep on moving forward. I'm sorry I don't have all the answers for you, but the question that I posed this morning, Todd, was what classic TV show must you watch if it comes on? And I've got a little trivia one for you here that's related to a This Day in History, Todd, if you're ready. What main character on the Addams Family also appeared on the Brady Bunch?
Wow.
Maybe there's more than one, but I know there's for sure one.
Do not know.
Well, in 1941, actor Jackie Coogan wed actress Flower Perry in Gardnerville, Nevada. That was on This Day in History. You know who actor Jackie Coogan is, I'm sure. Uncle Fester.
Oh, sure.
Now, Uncle Fester also appeared on the Brady Bunch in an episode where Carol was at the market and she backed her car into someone and bumped them. And then they later appeared in court, and that man was Jackie Coogan, who appeared in a neck brace and in a very wise Mike Brady-esque maneuver. He didn't buy it that the man was as injured as he came across, and he, during a silent moment in court, dropped his briefcase flat on the floor, and then Jackie Coogan, of course, turned his head, and the judge threw the case out. What do you think about that? What's the monster?
I was at a record store, and this came on.
You might wonder why I have a dragon for a pet. Well, he just said he'd be coming on the set.
Wow.
I'm the kid.
I still have that 45 at home someplace, but sometimes you just remember moments where time stood still, and I was just laughing out loud. I'm like, oh my God, I've got to have that record. So,
do you remember the name of the pet dragon on the Munsters?
I do not.
Spot. Of course, it was Spot. But we've got lots of texts coming in regarding the classic TV show. And now, what was yours again, Todd? What was yours?
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes. That's coming up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got another one.
Guilty pleasure. And
yeah, you don't have to be guilty about watching Hogan's Heroes. Another one that came up, and Congressman Kramer mentioned, this was the Andy Griffith Show. Now, that's a good show.
Sure.
I could watch that and have watched it many, many times over. I don't believe there's many episodes I haven't seen three or four times. And I don't even get to watch TV that much anymore. Ever since I got married and had kids, I just don't watch much TV anymore. But I don't know what happened. It's probably a good thing.
Blame them now. What year is this? Don't you have your own TV you can go to?
Well,
and
yeah,
in this day and age of the various streaming services and TiVo, DVR, all that stuff,
you
should be able to watch what you want to watch when you want to watch in this day and age.
This is a strange one here, Todd. I see by text, My Mother the Car. That's an odd show,
yeah.
I got to tell you.
Oh,
that's still
gosh.
On Sunday mornings. I've seen it every once in a while after I watch the political show and we're getting ready for church and My Mother the Car comes on. Odd. And then the other one that Scott brings up a lot, and Chuck Barris just died not too long ago, The Gong Show, and I think they're bringing that back again.
It is back. In fact, we just accidentally came across it the other day, and we're sitting there watching it, and I tell you what, it was every bit as good as the original. They've done a very good job. If you're an obscure 80s music fan, the group Oingo Boingo was on there in the 70s.
Boy.
Mystic Nights of the Oingo Boingo, the video's on there. It's a must-see. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's back. So if you like The Gong Show, it's back, and it's still got, at least the episode we watched, still had its original charm. It was fantastic.
And did they have the original gong, too?
I don't think they have a gong, and whether it's the original or not, I guess I have no idea.
Well, it's not a digital gong or something like that. That would be no fun.
Yeah, really. Some button you press, and then it's a gong sound. How terrible would that be?
And you got to run with the giant striker and hit it.
Exactly. And they do. They do, because it's behind them. You got to get out of the seat and run around and behind. And yeah.
Well, I see Bart messaged in on Facebook and said, Columbo, I love his humble way of getting to the bad guy. And that makes me think, you know what show I haven't seen yet? It's one of my favorites, Dragnet. Oh, did I? Dragnet. Now, that's a good show. Joe
and Adam 12, I had their autographed pictures. They were at a car show in the Twin Cities when I was growing up. So I had to get the Adam 12 guy's autographed photos. So
we've got Hal concurring with you on Hogan's Heroes. And here's another one that's coming up a lot. Jeannie is saying Little House on the Prairie. And there's a number of people that have said, Bart says Little House on the Prairie, too. He gets more than one submission.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say Dream of Jeannie. Because
actually, Bart, I read this wrong. Bart is actually taking exception. He says that Little House on the Prairie makes him want to jump off a cliff.
Wait a minute. I mean, it's not my favorite, but you can't make you suicidal, for God's sake.
See, Bart sounds like my wife. I love Little House on the Prairie. She thinks it's awful, but one thing we can all agree on is that the books are really good. My kids are really enjoying the book. Little Rascals. Brian says Little Rascals. Now, that's funny. My daughter had chicken pox over the last weekend, and she sat and watched Little Rascals the whole weekend. And it cured her. It cured her. We got to move to break. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Thanks for being with us today on What's On Your Mind. John Tran, I'm filling in for Scott Hannon. We'll be right back.
Chris Berg coming up, I guess, too.
That's right. Chris Berg is coming up. Get ready.
Holy cow. Don't want to miss the next few minutes here on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Emily's Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, why not too? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace saltwater system.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Apache, not just some other sprayer company, the sprayer company the others keep talking about. We had a windy season. Drift always a worry to producers of Apache sprayers of electronic drift management, allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Our customers made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why, when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do.
1701 Eastside Court, across the road from what was Bonanza and is now becoming perhaps a Culver's, depending on which rumor source you want to believe. 5-year driveline warranty, more patchy. I know. It's not on my diet plan. Which is right across the street from that place, too. So it's 10 before the hour. John Trandum is in for Scott Hennon on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Todd. And I'm going to quick go to we got one caller, Mike Holding, and I want to quick get to him. I know we've got limited time, but Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air. We've got like 10 seconds, but what do you got to say for your vote on your favorite TV show?
I've got a classic for you, The Fugitive with Richard Jansen. And believe it or not, Lieutenant Gerard finally figured out who the bad guy was, and Richard Kimble was exonerated.
Mike, thank you for calling. That's awesome. Yes, The Fugitive. That's a good one. That leads us right into our favorite TV star, our favorite must-see TV. That's Chris Berg.
Classic TV.
Yeah, well, it will be classic.
I thought you were going to go with, yeah, our favorite Fugitive. After that, wait a second.
Well, it all depends on what's coming up on the show tonight. Maybe you will be one after the show. Who knows?
So, Chris, what your question of the day is, what TV show must you watch if it comes on? There's got to be a classic TV show that you just can't turn away from.
There's two of them that I absolutely love. One is We're Moving On Up, The Jeffersons.
All right, The Jeffersons.
And All in the Family.
All in the Family. Tough to beat that. Tough to beat.
Boy.
So did you name your daughter after Isabel Sanford? Wheezy?
Do you remember the All in the Family thing where Archie was on TV and they were talking about, hey, so how are you going to make the plane safe again? He's like, I know how you make the plane safe again. Just give everybody a gun when they get on the airplane. That way, you can keep yourself safe. And then you just give the gun back when you get off the plane.
Yeah, right. Easy.
I love that idea. Plus, then we can do away with TSA agents while we're at it, too, and not waste that time. And everybody can just get right onto the plane.
It was priceless. I mean, I had tears rolling down my face. I was laughing through the first time he said it.
Stellar.
Good stuff. Well, let's get down to business here. What can we look forward to coming up on Point of View? I know that you've had some thoughts about Administrator Pruitt coming to Fargo and the treatment of the media and so forth. What can we expect to hear from you tonight?
Well, we talked about this last time, but I just want to bring it up because there's some fake news stories going around now how, you know, Administrator Pruitt was trying to dodge media and things of that nature, and I just want to get the truth out there. There was a miscommunication or some sort of, I don't know, disagreement or something that happened between the Burgum office and Mr. Pruitt's office, and so the thing is there was these, you know, those trackers that you see out there, John, that are trying to get that little short video clip to go viral on all the, you know, news shows. So he walks out of the meeting, and everyone was under the presumption that we were going to have some time with him, but he walks out of the meeting. I don't know if you've got the clip to play, but if you do, I'd like to play just to give some people some context so they can realize, like, why he left the way he did.
Let her roll there, Matt.
Director Pruitt, are you not denying the reality of the climate change?
How can you deny climate change?
Well.
So anyways, there's like this gaggle of reporters running after him. Are you a scientist? I mean, my point is, I don't think he's ever come out and said he's a scientist, and, you know, he's...
Unlike Bill Nye, the science guy, who's not a scientist.
That's a whole nother...
But claims he is.
Character. That's not a real science guy. It's a character.
Right.
Is something on TV you can't believe? That's why you need to watch Point of View. If you're going to believe what you're going to watch on TV, watch Chris Berg.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. So I just, you know, if you see stories out there, what I've liked to have a chance to visit with Administrator Pruitt, I know Scott did yesterday, so that was great, but, you know, it would have been great to have them with the press gaggle yesterday, or gaggle, and he just ended up leaving. I think a lot of it is because he just didn't want to deal with a bunch of gotcha questions so these people can get these little clips to go on all the cable shows. So, anyways, I wanted to get that out there. Curious, John, you know, you're kind of in this business, if you will, and you are too, Radio Todd God. I mean, you think you should have stuck around, or you think you made the right move there by just getting away from these trackers?
I'll tell you, I always like to face them. I always like to face. I welcome adversarial comments or questions or challenges because I think that's our opportunity to shine. It's our opportunity to stand on our principles and demonstrate why we believe what we believe. And I have no doubt that he'd have been wholly able to do that. Why he chose not to, I can't say. And I can't say whether it was right or wrong. That's a personal decision, I guess. But I would have answered the questions.
I like the way you think. I agree with you. It's just I think he's probably somewhat tired of it at this point, getting all this kind of gotcha questions. So tonight, too, if you can tune in, please do. We've got a very interesting interview with David Belke, the former Fargo police officer. I actually went through the internal investigative report. There's some things in there that are pretty interesting. Let me put it that way. Like a report about an alleged 9-year-old being assaulted, and he didn't file the report. So we get all the answers on what's going on with his situation and much more tonight. 6:30 p.m. on KX and then 9:30 p.m. out west on West Dakota Fox.
Chris, thanks for being with us. We'll be sure to tune in. Thanks to everyone tuning into the show today. Thanks to all of the callers, the emails, the texters. Thanks to Manny. Thanks to Matt. Thanks to Scott and Steve for putting me on the air. Thanks to Todd for being the upright bass player and following along with the question of the day. I appreciate that. And God bless each of you. I hope to see you again.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better placed on the Bakken across tape is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.